Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Orioles don't have a manager yet, but what about the rest
of
the coaching staff?
Have one last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Interim manager Tony Manzalino has not officially been told it's not his job, and some think he's going to keep the job. Alas, Mike Elias, what about the hitting coaches? What do you think of John Mabry, and are these guys coming back?
I think, first of all, with John, I thought he was a great addition to our staff. I think he provided a lot of baseball insight and a presence that was very helpful in stabilizing our season. I mean, our season got better. It wasn't, you know, what it really needed to be or should be in the second half, but I do feel like we stabilized in a good way and had some positive developments over the second half of the season, and John was a great contributor to that, and we've all really enjoyed working with him. I never use this press conference the day after the season ends, it's not even October yet, to announce any type of personnel moves, whether that's scouting, coaching, front office, anywhere in the organization. I just don't think that's fair. So we'll see how the pieces come together and what happens over the next couple of weeks, but that's all pressing business for our front office, as it always is after a season.
Well, it's now October 14th, and we still have heard nothing, but he said that they stabilized the hitting and a lot of positive returns.
It sounded to me in real time, and hearing it again now, that he is leaving the door open for making the case for why they should keep more of these guys around than not. Now, whether it turns out to be that case because they actually do get a real manager who wants, you know, experienced people and his guys, maybe it goes that way. But I, to me, they're having all their ducks in order, saying, here's the case for running it back if they run it back. I think they want to run it back.
They've definitely left the door wide open for that. But what he said did not happen. This team got significantly
worse.
It's
a joke. They're gaslighting you again.
Yeah, I have all the numbers. Fourth most strikeouts in baseball, 24th in runs scored, 24th in on base, 21st in OPS, 19th in slug. Like, that's not a success.
They don't live in reality. They live in an alternative reality where they're always right, and they're convincing. They will go to any length to lie, deceive, whatever, to convince you that they know better, even when anyone who knows baseball knows they don't.
And something that you've been saying for years, Jason, this wasn't just a 2025 problem. It was 2024 and even beyond that. It was preached at the beginning of this regime, on base, get on base.
Swing decisions. Elite swing decisions.
They're on-base percentage over the past few years has been bottom 10.
And they strike out all the time.
Yeah.
They strikeouts
all, last year.
Yeah, they strike out. Like, if you want to sell me that John Mabry, once he came aboard, helped, like, if you want to count...
Who exactly?
But, like, help the staff. Like, if you... Like, because the other guy...
individually, because they had a lost season, so it's all about player development.
No, I hear you.
Jeremiah Jackson?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the other guys were in over their head, at least I thought. So John Mabry came in and helped. You could sell me on that, maybe, but you can't. Don't sell me on things were good.
The arrow is pointing up. No. There's a lot to fix.
Like, we talk year over year. Who was a better hitter last year than the year before? Who?
Jackson. That's it.
And he wasn't great.
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
690 OPS.
He's still only 21, 22 years old. I still think there's upside there, but he didn't set the world afire.
No.
We have not heard about them letting anybody out of their contract. We certainly haven't heard about any other teams wanting to interview any of their guys on their existing contracts, because, duh, why would they? There hasn't been any other interviews from Manzolino that we've heard of, and we're down to just four teams. And I got news for you. Like, there's nobody on John Schneider's staff who somebody's trying to hire. There really isn't. Like, Brewers, okay. Like, maybe I'll buy that. Dodgers
always have somebody.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, I remain of the mind that it is more likely than not that most of these Mooks are coming back.
Mook. It's a Mookapalooza.
It's the best kind of Palooza.
Yeah. Baseball playoffs continue, and yet, I guess the Orioles don't want to overshadow the playoffs announcing the manager decision.
That's,
you know,
true.
Some teams show class.
Teams are doing all kinds of stuff.
Hey, the Orioles are showing class that other teams don't.
Padres did a Zoom today saying that I don't know whether Schultz really wanted out or not, but.
They denied whether or not he's going to get his money.
Retired from the Padres, yeah. But I'm not sure he's totally retired from managing.
Yeah, maybe Schultz will be
stuff,
the next manager.
There's stuff happening in real front offices.
Yeah, Orioles are showing respect to the playoffs.
Right.
That's something that many teams used to do. Old school baseball teams used to wait to conduct their business when the playoffs were over. They're old school, Jason. Old school analytics.
Since May, they wouldn't be in it.
Yeah,
so,
that's a very good point. Coming up next, though, back to the Ravens. And Derrick Henry rushed for 122 yards on Sunday. The team rushed for over 150 yards. Are we back to thinking this Ravens team can run the football? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.